I went out for what I will shamefully refer to as a run yesterday afternoon, late, just after dusk, when it was really night here in the Brazilian fall. 1,000 Brazilians a day officially are dropping dead of COVID-19, but I have had it, and I reckon I'll be okay. I can't vouch for all the others I saw as I huffed and puffed, excuse the cliche, my way along the beachfront. I really don't care for people much. I don't actively wish them harm. But the ones I see around me appear to have no redeeming quality at all. I can say that here. If you ask me in person, I'll talk about the wonder of humanity and the global family or some such shit. Forgive me. It's been a rotten year or more. It's one thing to have leaders who are corrupt and vicious and evil, but a completely different kettle of fish when we have to have it pushed into our faces by a 24-hour news cycle that makes no sense and exists simply because it exists and there are so many people involved in it now that it cannot stop. A juggernaut. What exactly is that? A big thing with no brakes. I'll have to Google it later. So as I was running, after a fashion, I noticed how adamant people were not to even suggest they might in this life or the next move a step to their side to allow me to pass. This wasn't one or two people, it was each and every one of the bastards. I was reminded of John Lydon being asked about representing the man in the street when he was the lead singer of the Sex Pistols. He said he didn't represent the man in the street because he knew the man in the street and he was a... I won't use the word here because I know it upsets a lot of people, even though it's just a sound. I finished my last kilometre of a 5-set plan and felt happy but unfit. I walked home, moving out of the way of people in the street, and wondering what the dog does when it catches its tail.